Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to be with you here on the 2nd of July, and we are reading through the Psalms as we've been doing for a very long time. I'm excited about the next thing that we're going to be doing, but for the time being, Psalm 98 in the English Standard Version, the ESV, and it says this. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the world and all those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, if we don't praise you, the whole wide world will praise you. The rocks will praise you. The streams will praise you. The sea will roar. Lord, we want to join in with creation as it praises you just by the sheer beauty that it is. And we want to join in and worship you. So Lord, I pray for the person today who's struggling to think, I can't even think about praising God because my problems seem to be multiplying. And Lord, I thank you so much for the way that you've rescued me in problems like these so many times. And I wish that each time I faced another dilemma, I would not be like an Israelite and forget, which is what I often do. I forget your faithfulness, but instead I would remember how faithful you have been to me through all these years. And so I pray that for my friend too, that they would remember and look back and contemplate all the ways that you've carried them. And as they do that, may it be that they choose to praise you with all the joy that they can muster, with any musical instrument laying around the house or a playlist that has worship songs, or just humming throughout our day in gratitude for the fact that we've been created in your image. Lord, teach us what it means to sing you a new song. And Lord, that, you know, I think a lot of congregations could avoid a lot of heartache if they just memorized this verse, because we're constantly to be creating new songs for you, not only relying on old ones, which are lovely and in great standbys, but to also be singing something new. I'm reminded of Isaiah 43, where it talks about you're going to be doing something new. You're going to make a river in the wilderness and streams in the desert. And the question you ask is, will you not be aware of it? Because you said you're going to do something new. And so, Lord, help us to live in anticipation and expectation of the new things that you're going to do. And as we do that, help us to sing a new song of gratitude to you because you have done marvelous things. Lord, you have worked salvation for us. And if you had done nothing else, we could live the rest of our lives with gratitude, knowing that we have been saved not only from the clutches of hell, but from the dominion of Satan and from the pain of sin and the penalty of sin. We have been delivered. We have grace that is sufficient for us because your power is made perfect in our weakness. We have hope where there is hopelessness. We have joy when there is joylessness. We have light when there is darkness, all because of what you accomplished on the cross. The cross is your love letter to us. It says it all. It speaks it all. And so we choose, because of your salvation, we choose to worship you. Lord, you've made known your salvation. You've made known the pathway to you. And in your presence, there is that fullness of joy. And so I pray for my friend listening today that there would be fullness of joy. And in the overflow of that fullness of joy, my friend would make a joyful noise to you, all the earth. We would all break forth into joyous songs and sing praises. Lord, help us to come up with new melodies. Help us to come up with new lyrics of how we worship you, because you are our creative and multifaceted God who goes before us, beside us, behind us, and holds us as we walk. We love you. We thank you. We choose to worship you. We clap our hands in joy. We lift our hands in surrender, and we worship you with abandon. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And a friend recently said they've been trying to support me, but they had spelled Patreon wrong. And it's patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's several different levels. At the $10 level, you'll receive a free painting from me in your email. And at $25, a secret prayer episode. Actually, not just a prayer episode, but just a secret episode of some of the things that God's been teaching me. And these are birthed out of my teaching to my life group at the church that I attend, Lake Point Church in Rockwall, Texas. And then at the highest level, I think it's $100, you'll be added to my personal prayer team. And I really covet those prayers. So thank you to those of you who are at that level. All right. I hope you have a great day. And thanks so much for listening.